Welcome to Rebel Health Radio, bringing the best in alternative and integrative medicine to your ears.
Hey everybody, Patricia Warby, Alchemy Therapies here, and Rebel Health Radio, and now myemotionalaudit.com. And a quick talk today about low thyroid, hypothyroidism, and the hidden signs that you may have, or people you know may have, that indicate that your thyroid, something is wrong and it's not working properly. Now, one of the main signs actually is a hoarse or croaky voice. Obviously, there's many other reasons why you might have that. So there's no one sign that absolutely points to low thyroid, although possibly the one that stands out above all is a low body temperature. And you can measure that with a digital thermometer. And anything that's less than a degree below what you should have, which is roughly 38, or I think it's in Fahrenheit, it's 97, might indicate that your metabolism is running slow, because that's kind of what your thyroid does, is it runs your metabolic processes. And so it's all about producing heat as a result of your metabolism. And therefore, if your body temperature is low, it suggests that the thyroid hormone is not working or not being produced properly. It's either not being produced enough, or it's actually not being converted in the right way. So you've got two thyroid hormones, a T4 and a T3, and it's the T3 that actually does the activity that converts. So it's here are the signs then, apart from a croaky voice, which you'll notice I have, because I do suffer, unfortunately, from low thyroid. I have what's called Hashimoto's. Now, it can be treated, obviously. I'll talk about that in a moment. But another one that you might not be aware of is a puffy face. Now, some mornings I used to wake up and I used to notice under my eyes, it was quite puffy. My tongue would be swollen sometimes. Sometimes I couldn't get my rings onto my fingers in the morning. That's another cardinal sign. Eyelid swelling. So I had a period where when I was working, when I was doing an office job about 4 or 5 years ago, where my eyes were so sore in the morning, and particularly if I'd been doing computer work, and I had no idea what that was. But the eyes can actually droop as well. So drooping eyelids. So it's difficult for you to open your eyes easily. They can get red and irritated and dry. For me, that was the main symptom. Visual disturbances, sometimes a sort of flickery nature. I've had that for years and didn't realise that was partly thyroid. And excessive sleep, in other words, that stuff that collects in the corner of your eye when you wake up. I've actually had a condition called blepharitis, which is where your eyelids are quite swollen. And I went to see the doctor, and eventually the nurse practitioner saw me and said blepharitis needed me to rinse my eyes out with liquid soap every morning. I'm just going to stop there. Liquid soap. So they recommended Johnson's baby shampoo in very dilute amounts, and you rinse your eyes with it, which of course is painful beyond belief. Because what they were saying was it's blocked ducts, blocked tear ducts that stop, and the oils get clogged. Well, the reason they get clogged is because your body temperature is low, and so oils are very, very dependent on temperature, as you might know from, say, coconut oil or whatever, that's solid at one temperature and then it's liquid very quickly at another temperature, where the oils in your body are very, very similar. But nobody ever explained to me that blepharitis could be due to a problem with my thyroid. And so that was about 15, maybe 16 years ago now, when obviously my thyroid was starting to malfunction. So cataracts can also be partly due to that, although they're also low antioxidants in the eye. And glaucoma, so anything in kind of affecting the visual clarity of the eye. Brittle nails. Now, and another cardinal sign here is losing the half moon. Losing the half moon on the base of your nail and having vertical ridges. So your nails don't just get brittle; they get these vertical ridges. And I don't think you can see that. It's not close up enough, but you can feel them when you run your when you run your other finger over them. Cold hands and feet, really common. But this is for people who've got low thyroid. This is all the time. It's almost independent of body of outdoor temperature, although it's worse in the winter, of course. Diminished perspiration, right? You can't sweat easily, right? You go into a sauna and you can't sweat. Absolutely cardinal sign. It gets easier as you begin to treat your body and start to replace some of the missing minerals and vitamins. And the more saunas you do, the more you kind of encourage your body to learn to sweat. But that's interesting. And also, and this seems contradictory, but you get hot flushes and excess body heat. And we tend to mix that up with menopause for women, which is, you know, just a normal part of transition to sort of later life. But it's made so much worse if your thyroid is low. And so that's a real big problem. Mental effects include depression, nervousness, irritability. I mean, you could say that's natural life, normal life situations. But you can get kind of manic behavior and a feeling of insects crawling under your skin. Now, that's a really interesting one, which I remember reading about. It's got a medical name, which I can't remember, some weird medical term. But it's absolutely linked to low thyroid. So I remember Joni Mitchell, the singer, songwriter, suffered from that a few years ago. And I don't know if anybody ever got to the bottom of it for her. But hopefully thyroid was discovered to be low and she was treated. It causes infertility and menstrual problems for women and hormonal issues generally, because hormones are not just a linear thing. They operate according to checks and balances. They're sort of like a web of interaction. So one hormone goes out, it shifts all the others. Constipation, difficulty with actually going to the toilet is another really common one. And everything gets sluggish and slow, as you can imagine. So thyroid will affect your gut in that very, very definite way. How about swallowing difficulties? Have you ever found that you couldn't swallow or it was difficult to do? Again, this tied in with me 15, 16 years ago, and I had no idea what it was. I put it down to anxiety or something like that, which of course it is linked with due to the vagus nerve, which innervates all around the head and neck. But it's also another sign of low thyroid. I've already mentioned hoarseness and slowness of speech. So if you're finding that you can't get your words out, that could be an indication. And dry skin. I had dry skin for years and didn't realize, particularly on the elbows and knees. You can also get like eczema, psoriasis, and moles and warts. Do you get lots of moles and warts on your hands or feet? I've had that again. long time, didn't realize it was linked. Fungal infections can be a sign, so fungal toenails, particularly the big toenail, if that seems to get infected, could be actually a sign of low thyroid, because you need your metabolism to function well with your immune system. You need energy to run your immune system. High cholesterol. My cholesterol started to creep up once I hit my sort of early 40s for no reason I could determine, because I don't eat too much sugar. I'm fairly healthy in my diet. Or high or low blood pressure, because it starts to affect the way your heart regulates. Hair loss. This is a very common one. You'll see a lot of women with thinning hair. Men, of course, it's more likely through just that normal balding pattern. But with women, hair loss is absolutely linked to thyroid. And it's particularly bad around the top parts. If your hair starts to thin here and recede, and you're female, look to thyroid as a possible cause. And the outer edge of your eyebrows, and you'll see me here, I've got a slightly thinner outer edge of my eyebrow. But that's a common one. And eyelash loss, you know, do your eyelashes keep falling out? Are they getting very thin and sparse? And dry hair generally. So loss of oils in the system, for the same reason that I've already explained with eyelids. muscle weakness or spasms. People tend to think that's just down to low magnesium. And magnesium is definitely implicated to give you a cramp, what we call cramp or muscle spasms. But your thyroid is absolutely part of that story as well. And weight. If you start to have sudden weight gain or gradual weight gain over a period without changing your diet, which happened to me, it's an indicator that your metabolism isn't running properly. And teeth problems. I asked my dentist this, and he had no idea that teeth problems, you know, sensitivity, for instance, particularly after dental treatment, or generally just with cold and hot drinks. TMJ, this temporomandibular joint, which links kind of the upper to the lower part of your jaw, and can get very, very sore, and it can cause a lot of aching and pain, and you might have to grind your teeth at night to kind of relieve that. And so these kind of TMJ issues, and enlarged gums. Are your gums swollen? Do they bleed a lot? And how about excessive earwax? Well, that is such an interesting one, because I went suddenly very deaf at the same time I had all these other issues about 15 years ago due to a buildup of earwax. I lost the hearing in both ears. And of course, you can get that treated, but nobody ever explained to me why it happened so suddenly. Well, I think my thyroid was just collapsing at that point. And the tendency to fall over or walk awkwardly, so a loss of kind of vestibular balance, is also implicated. So the thyroid is low. Now, the thing about thyroid function, I must tell you, is that you go to a doctor, you'll get a very standard measurement of your TSH, and that's thyroid stimulating hormone produced by your pituitary gland. And it's a very rough and ready measure. And if the TSH is high, it indicates the pituitary, which is linked to your thyroid. It's in a chain from your hypothalamus, your pituitary, and your thyroid. And if the thyroid is not functioning well, the pituitary has to work so much harder to kind of kick the thyroid into action. And so the TSH value will become very high. And mine was over 9, which is extremely high. It should be under 2. So the measurement, unfortunately, doesn't tell you why. It doesn't tell you what's going wrong. And the standard medical model will tell you you just need extra thyroid hormone, and they will give you a synthetic thyroxine, either levothyroxine or Synthroid, which isn't a natural thyroid hormone. It isn't recognized by the body as a natural thyroid hormone. It will function similarly, but it doesn't have all the information content that natural thyroid hormone has. And because it's a version of T4 and not T3, if your body isn't converting properly, which mine doesn't, it won't do much apart from maybe give you heart palpitations and make you feel very agitated. So for me, synthetic thyroid hormone was not the answer. And I needed to learn how to be able to convert properly. And so I've been taking supplementation, which is generally B2, B3, zinc, magnesium. There are a few others which I've been into in more detail in my other thyroid talks. But I just thought the symptomology was just so interesting. I wanted to share that with you. Be aware that no one of these indicates on its own thyroid dysfunction. It's the combinations, of course. So they are necessary, but they are not solely responsible. So it's about building the symptom picture. If you find that this chimes with you in any way, and that you might be considering that you have low thyroid, first of all, check your body temperature. That's the first thing to do. Secondly, go and find a nutritional therapist or a holistic practitioner, because they'll be able to do proper testing for you, which your GP will not be able to do. And they'll also have better solutions, I think, in the longer term, because you work with the body's own natural healing mechanisms rather than just the symptom. So thank you for listening. If anybody's interested in more of the holistic aspects of thyroid function, which include kind of stress function, the relationship with your life purpose and that sort of thing, that's something I do deal with. Otherwise, I hope you can get some relief, and thank you for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.
Hey, hope you enjoyed listening to Rebel Health Radio. Do subscribe and look forward to catching you soon.